USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. A high school football game in Jacksonville, Florida ends with a triple shooting. One man is dead, two teens are injured. Ron Linvey with the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office says it happened just outside the football field's main gates as people were leaving the game between Raines and Lee High Schools.
People leaving a football game, there were some fights and disturbances during the game, but I'm not going to draw any hard conclusions until we have the facts.
Federal authorities are assisting local law enforcement in the search for a single shooter. They say it's too early to say if it was gang-related. And in California, a block away from a junior varsity football game, a shooting between two groups left a 16-year-old dead and an 18-year-old in critical condition. Police Lieutenant Greg Hurlbut says two suspects have been arrested. One tried to blend in with the crowd evacuating from the game.
The school staff was able to identify that the person we were actually looking for was, in fact, in the gym with everybody.
The second suspect was found in a nearby house. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jeff, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Pope Francis arrived in Ireland and delivered a speech to Irish government authorities. Through an interpreter, the Pope said the Catholic community is right to be upset over the Church's lack of action on allegations of clergy abuse.
The failure of the ecclesiastic authorities to adequately address these appalling crimes has rightly given rise to outrage and remains a source of pain.
Pope Francis cited measures his predecessor took to respond to clergy abuse, but provided no new indications that he would take forceful action to hold bishops accountable for protecting children or sanction them when they fall short. An outpouring of support and tributes for Senator John McCain and his family after Friday's announcement that he's decided to discontinue medical treatment in his battle against brain cancer. Democratic Arizona Representative Kirsten Sinema says she's thankful for McCain's long career of service to his country.
I think, like most Arizonans, very sad today, but also taking the time to be grateful for everything he's done for our state and for our country.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter appearing to implicate his wife, Margaret, as the Marine vet attempts to defend himself against allegations that both used $250,000 in campaign money to pay for personal expenses. Hunter tells Fox News.
When I went to Iraq in 2003, the first time, I gave her power of attorney, and she handled my finances throughout my entire military career, and that continued on when I got into Congress.
Hunter and his wife entered separate pleas of not guilty to illegally using the campaign account for personal expenses. On behalf of the Democrats, Congressman Elijah Cummings of Maryland, ranking member of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, delivers his party's weekly address, citing the recent string of legal troubles surrounding members of the president's inner circle and the reaction from the Republican-controlled Congress. Representative Cummings says he thinks the government system of checks and balances is not functioning properly.
President Trump's entire administration seems to be based on the presumption that he and his aides are above the law. The problem is that right now, this Republican Congress is allowing this presumption to become a reality.
Listen to this. What you're not hearing is the competition for the 23rd Air Guitar World Championship in Finland last night. Producer Hannah Ikonen said air guitar is the instrument that allows anyone to rock out anywhere.
Their life can be a bit dull at moments, so this is the place to just let your inner rock star come out and go.
Seven Seas, the stage name for Japan's Nanami Nagira, was the winner. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.